The veil between life and death. Where a usurper sits on a frozen throne.
You're listening to The Instance.
Everybody, welcome back to The Instance, episode 599. Still don't know if we're doing anything for 600 that's special. I don't know. We all have these really busy schedules. It's hard to say. You'll have to tune in next week to see. But this penultimate 599th episode is a good one, and you're glad to be here, I hope. It's Tuesday. It's April 28th, 2020. I'm Scott Johnson with Bo Schwartz. I do too many shows with too
Which
many people.
Which one of us is Bo Schwartz?
Well, you know what? I'm going to give it.
Flattering or.
I'm going to give concerning. It to Garrett because Garrett is usually. I usually say Kyle by accident. So, Garrett, today you're Bo. Welcome to the show. How are you?
If I'm going to be mistaked for someone, I could do worse than Kyle or Bo.
Yeah, a lot worse.
Upstanding gentlemen.
Yeah.
Very, very talented. Hi, everybody. Glad to be here. Glad to be mistaken for Bo.
Hell of a Heroes player. We've been playing a lot more Heroes this week, Bo and I. And boy, you forget sometimes that he's a fierce competitor in that game. It's very good. I don't know if he's listening to this or not.
But. Wow, I'm sure glad I'm not John today.
I know, right?
Jagger.
Poor
that
John.
Guy.
That guy. Oof. Oof.
Only think of as Artanis,
yeah.
And nothing else.
Well,
Heroes of the Storm.
That's a fair thing to do because every time I play with him, that's still who he goes to. So you're
nice.
Not wrong.
Nice. I went 3-0 in my Storm League games last night. It was nice.
Very nice.
It was nice.
I went 1-3 in some quick matches the other night. So not as good, but a 42-minute game on what's the Garden one? Garden of Terror. 41
what's
minutes.
What's that guitar game? Something Hero?
Something Hero. That's the one. Yeah. 30, level 30, maxed as out as you can be. 42 minutes. We ended up pulling out a win at the end. It was amazing. And also, Tassadar is our new lord of all. He's amazing. All right.
Nice.
Let's get back over here to Patrick. Hi, Patrick. Welcome. How are you? How you doing? How you holding
Hey,
up?
Guys.
You doing all
I'm
right?
I'm doing pretty well, and the reason I'm glad not to be John is that gentleman is so good looking that when people realize it's just me, all of a sudden they're disappointed. So that's why.
I just
wanted to clarify.
I'm glad you did. It's
also, anyone else on the Frog Pants Network we want to compliment while we're at it? I'm a big Brian Avett fan.
Sure.
That Tom Merritt guy does a fantastic Star Wars podcast. Yeah. You should go listen to.
He's great. Yeah, there's a bunch of others. Kyle, we mentioned Kyle earlier. He's great on our D&D show. Love having him on there.
Listen, everyone's great.
Yeah.
Randy is great. Mm-hmm. Everyone's great.
Everyone's great. Brian Dunaway.
Awesome.
Don't forget. Everyone's great. Everyone. We're all great here. How are you? All right.
I'm okay. But I'm now thinking, I didn't realize it was the penultimate or the actually ultimate episode of the 500 series, although some people would argue. Actually, the 600th episode, episode 600 is the 599th episode. So, but if I had realized, anyway, I would have waited another week to do what I did, which is pretty momentous.
We're about to find out what that is. So let's start with that. Patrick was just lamenting last week that he hasn't had a lot of time in World of Warcraft lately. The draw hasn't been there for him. He hadn't been filling the pull. And then something happened this week, and I'm dying to know what happened. So please explain.
Whoops. So here's a concept that is novel, and I think I've cracked podcasting, guys.
Okay.
I've cracked it.
Great.
I have the formula. I know how it works. We've been doing a World of Warcraft podcast for like almost 15 years now.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Last week, I thought, you know what would be really cool? If I actually played World of Warcraft the show.
Whoa.
Or not for the show, but like actually, yes.
Wow.
And I did. Yeah. And this is something that I think is going to have immense benefits. to our podcast.
Wow.
Okay, a couple of things. First of all, a bunch of people, when I said on Twitter, oh my God, I relaunched WoW. What, I don't know how my life is going to look in a week. Yeah. They were like, oh, it's good that you would play World of Warcraft or a World of Warcraft show. Duh. And I'm like, okay, first of all, fair enough. You're right. You're correct. Yeah. Second of all, I can do whatever I want. Okay. That's it's right. Our show. And half of the reason we do the show is because it's funny. It's almost a comedy podcast. Well, maybe it's not funny, but we try to be funny. That's the point of it.
Sure.
Or half of the point. And a lot of people who listen actually don't play the game anymore. Mm. So there you go. That's my defense.
Wow, you've really laid it out there. I'm impressed.
Again, Patrick, I told you, I apologize for sending those tweets. I didn't realize that it cuts so deep.
Oh,
hurts. It hurts because it's true, Garrett. That's
so wait, you're behind at Floppy Wiener on Twitter. I didn't know that was you the whole time.
No, yeah, it's Floppy Weinzerl. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Once again, man, you gotta make peace with these German names.
Yeah, I do. That's rough.
Listen, no World of Warcraft in that entire section, and it was still kind of mildly entertaining when you're like doing menial tasks and washing the dishes or going to work.
Yeah.
So podcast works. That being said, I mentioned last week that we were pretty excited, and I was pretty excited about everything that was happening in the alpha, mm-hmm. which I'm sure we're going to be talking about at some point.
Oh yeah.
In the alpha for Shadowlands. And I was like, oh, this is really cool. I want to try the new starting zone. I want to try the Torghast, but no, I will resist. I'm back to my mode of when I'm not working for Blizzard, so I don't have to play the beta. So I want to be surprised. And so I figured, oh, there's this like double XP thing going on in the main game. Maybe I'll level an alt like from 110 to 120 just for fun. And I'll do that. I'll level my Demon Hunter and that'll be it.
Sure.
And then I launched on my main, my mage, which is, you know, 120. I've played here and there. I have my Obsidian Worldbreaker. So I'll have you know that I did play. Mm. Excruciatingly long queuing times to get that thing.
Yeah.
So I played here and there, and fast forward to now, about a week later, and I have been spending all of my available time in this game.
I've seen you in there. I've seen you log in a lot.
It's not a huge amount of available time.
Sure.
But a lot of it.
Well, yeah. You still have, you know, you got the kid and he's not ready to play yet. So I get that.
Well, yeah. And that's what I'm trying to speed up. But yeah. He doesn't, you know, he barely can press forward in Mario Kart to go forward. So sure. I figured, you know, he could maybe play a rogue. Mm-hmm. That's probably within his ability range. Mm-hmm.
But I would have gone with Demon Hunter.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
It seems like he might be. He's at the perfect stage, Patrick. You're going about this all wrong. He's at the perfect stage to fish for you. You should just be ranking in the fishing money.
Yeah,
right now.
That's I agree true. With that.
Why single not? Button click.
Yeah, but this is the thing. People always wanted to use like Chinese gold farmers to do all the work for you, but what you need is a kid.
No, just make your own. Yeah. Just have, you know, yeah. And the making process is pretty fun too.
It is. It's so all right, and you just have the 9 month wait. You wait for the 9 months. It's fine. Someone else is carrying. Right. It's not like you're doing it. It's like she has to do all that hard work, and then. Out he comes, cries a little, poops a little, barfs a couple times, and then all the gold you can
I have
eat.
To say, that's that part I didn't really enjoy. Like the crying and the pooping and he's still pooping quite a bit. He cries a little bit as well. But yeah, anyway, so I've been playing and I have thoughts on the game.
So let me ask you this. You are playing primarily, you know, your higher level characters. You're not going back and like starting a level one and trying all that stuff, right? Just so I have that clear.
Yeah, no,
okay.
I'm only playing my mage, which is 120, and I had played throughout. You know, I say I never played; it's not true. I've played here and there a little bit. It wasn't a regular.
So with the time you've had back in the game, and you've been playing your mage, which has been your main for as long as I've known you, even though you'll dabble here and there, it's almost like you always go back to the mage, and that's great. I mean, my whole time in World of Warcraft, I always go back to my hunter and my mage. Those are my two. I don't know why. Those are just the two. And if I spent outside money on the game, like server transfers when that was a thing, or, you know, race changes, that kind of stuff. It's always on those two classes. All the other classes are great. Well done, everybody. Glad you all like your classes, but I'm the same as you. So let me ask you this question. We've had a lot of people writing in last week and since then saying, yeah, mages are broken. I hate them. I wish they weren't broken. Patrick, you've been playing the mage like he's new again. He's brushed off and polished again. How do you feel about the mage, and are they wrong about that?
Honestly, well, I was playing Fire Mage because that's my jam. I'm like explosive. You can feel it in my podcasting style. Mm-hmm. But I switched to Frost because I was dying every 2 seconds. I was also a little bit under-leveled for the latest portions of the expansion. But playing I did play a druid for a bunch of expansions. I went back to the mage on this one, and I regret it. Mm. It is not fun, especially for queuing. The rest, you know, you level up. It's not super punishing when you're questing and world questing and stuff. But mages really are glass cannons, and they die a lot. And queuing in raids and stuff when you do LFR, as I do, it is not fun. I tried queuing today, and I understand, you know, it's the end of the weekly reset cycle, but it was like an hour, and now I've been you know, I'm definitely not playing right now World of Warcraft in mm-hmm. the same way that I wasn't playing Overwatch in previous weeks and months when we were doing the show. So I'm definitely not playing now, but if I was, I would have been queuing for like 2 hours and 14 minutes to get into a raid, and still not enough tanks and healers. Mm. And it's painful. It's annoying, honestly. Mm-hmm. The other thing is, man, it is complex to get back into. I have so much stuff I need to do. I'm kind of getting to having completed most of the quest lines. I'm going for the Pathfinder achievement. I want flight. So I'm probably going to do that. I don't think I'm going to do a lot more in the game, but I'm going to try to do Pathfinder, which is still a substantial thing to do. And there's a lot of things to wrap your head around. It's like people have been complaining about the fact that it's systems upon systems upon systems. There's a little bit of truth to that. It's also a little bit frustrating that you can't go into the what's it called?
Horrific visions. I was going to say personal visions, but that isn't it. Yeah.
Horrific visions. But there's like horror thing that you can do daily in the horrific visions, which you need 10,000 coalescing visions to get into. And that is a little bit frustrating that you can't just get back into it. Mm-hmm. And I understand the comments about Torghast, fearing that Torghast will be too limited now that I've had that experience a little bit better. But it's fun. It's well done. Overall, I think the Heart of Azeroth changes that we've seen throughout the expansion, now with the current system, it is really cool. Yeah. Like, I'm really enjoying the system. I was very skeptical of essentially turning it into an artifact, a weapon, and having like the powers for the different spells. But the system is really fun. You choose your major, and then you have minors, and you have essences you can grind for. And I know some people are complaining about, you know, the alt aspect of this, although it's been fixed now with, you know, the thing that you can get them on your alts if you've gotten the rank 3, I believe, on your main. But it's a lot of things to understand and get into. And even me, as a 15-year veteran of WoW, when I was, it's more than when I've jumped in the last patch of an expansion before, which has happened a couple of times. It is everything in your face. And it's definitely confusing, but I still did it, and I'm doing it, and it's fun. And I just did the quest line with Chiranda. I don't know if I guess you don't have it on the Horde, you have another one, but
right.
It was kind of an interesting moment. The Chiranda, when she goes back to Darkshore, I guess minor spoilers if you're not there yet, but she goes back to Darkshore, and you see the devastation of Darkshore. And I don't know why it affected me like that, but it was seeing this place that I've been into in the game for 15 years, and I leveled there, and seeing it destroyed by the, you know, psychopathic rampage of a abusive leader, and the result of this, it felt like a little bit, you know, when you see a movie where it's sad and you're young, it's like you're kind of experiencing sadness through that proxy. And in this one, it was like experiencing the tragedy of a war refugee that goes back home after a war. Like, I'm not even joking. It felt very much more personal than in another game, a narrative game that you play for 20 hours, where it's like, oh, this place has been destroyed, because you don't have the same relationship to it. And of course, you know, it's like, it's toy sadness. Then you play for 20 minutes and then you go back to grinding Tortolans, which I hate, by the way. So much faction rep you need.
Yeah, it's
so it's bad. Like, it's, I'm not saying it's the same, but it's like a facsimile of a little bit of that, in the same way that a sad movie trains you to be sad in real life, kind of.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was interesting in the way it affected.
Well, the in the chat room, Walking Sugar Cube said something I want to remark on. He said, let's see, where is it? I was going to say, to touch on what Patrick is saying, it is a steep incline to get to a new 120 to do the latest content without months of game time. And I assume what he means, and I think I agree with this, the game's pretty, even from 0 to 120, is pretty straightforward. Do the quests, get the XP, move to the next area, and it's even easier now than it's ever been, because they have whole expansions that are, you know, the leveling range that you want to go do. And we'll talk about some of the changes that are coming to Shadowlands in a minute, because I did play a bunch of the starter zone stuff there, which I really liked, by the way. It's also buggy as hell, but we'll talk about that in a minute. Anyway, when you hit 120, it's not a gradual incline for endgame. It's a very steep one that says, hey, how about a billion systems all slathered on top of each other, all maybe worth doing, but it's going to take you a long time to feel like you're actually making any progress in that end game. And I think that puts a lot of people off. It puts me off a little bit in what BFA or BF, yeah, BFA, I almost said BFG, you know, the big gun in Doom. It almost put me, it's part of what put me off toward the sort of tail end, the waning points of that expansion, is it just felt like you almost hit a wall and then had to figure out a way to climb that wall. And, you know, if you have limited time, or you just are like, I've been doing this for 15 years, please don't make this so much harder. Other expansions, I just think, have done that incline better. And this one just feels really steep. So everything you've described to me sounds both, it's a weird combination of, that's awesome because now you're playing it and you're loving it and you've got all this stuff to do. And on the other hand, if you were already doing it, it sounds like work. You know what I mean? A lot of it does. But you're also getting a bunch out of the story points and stuff, and that's really cool. I'm really happy to hear that.
Yeah, no, I'm really enjoying it. But it's true that, you know, again, I've done this in other expansions, and it's always, you know, if you jump in at the last patch of an expansion cycle, yes, it's going to be complicated, and you're going to have a much harder time than if you ramp up naturally. But yeah, it does feel like this one is a little bit on the more convoluted side. I agree
slightly.
I mean that it is what it is, and every expansion has its pitfalls, and they learn from it because they try new things, and that's how it works out. I agree, it's a little bit over the top on this
one. Garrett, any thoughts on we've talked a lot about where BFA is in itself, but given this fresh light from Patrick about how much he's enjoying things, does that change your opinion at all on where we're at?
No, I more or less agree. I don't think it takes months to get a 120 to the most recent stuff. It takes like a day, like not even a day. It takes hours. It's just that it's a little obtuse, and you got to just check certain boxes. I don't think it's fun. And I would agree that I think it's at least like probably a few more systems than, I would say, more like modern WoW expansions, because I think since, like, hell, even going back to probably Warlords of Draenor is probably what I would say, is that as much as we all kind of stare at it as the worst expansion in the history of this MMO, I would say Warlords is the dawn of modern WoW, because you had the garrison system in there, which was this thing you were constantly kind of working on and leveling up over the course of the entire expansion. Which is in a way analogous to artifact weapons in Legion, which seem more analogous to, I probably, you know, what's going on with Azerite armor here, but I think, again, it all kind of started with Draenor. So I think anytime, whether you were jumping in at the end of Draenor or the end of Legion, I think BFA feels pretty similar for me, and I've mentioned this on multiple shows. I think what puts it up over the top of me being grumpy about it is Essences. The fact that Essences felt like this kind of band-aid on top of a crappy system, which is Azerite armor and the whole Azerite system in this expansion, which came in at 8.2. And some of it is my expectations as someone who's played WoW a long time. I'm used to catch-up mechanics in WoW being like, go get your armor and like, you know, cool. All right, you got some armor on your main from the new stuff that you can send over to your alt or whatever, and you're like basically good to go. But with Essences, it's like, oh no, you like need to have this. And enjoy going, you know, waiting in 20-minute queues or worse to go back to Nazjatar for some of them, or having to PvP for some of them. And to me, that's the big hitch on catch-up. Everything else, it's like, I've done it before. Yes, it is obtuse. Yes, I do have to go look up a guide if I don't remember exactly how to do it. But for me, like, Essences is just like, for the love of God, what is this system number 7 I'm having to catch up on? Yeah. And it's because you're trying to fix your system that never worked in the first place. That's why that rubs me the wrong way.
I tend to agree on the Essences. You know? Patrick, yes.
Really? I'm really enjoying it. I don't have a lot of them, and I like the idea. Maybe it's because I'm just beginning with them, but I like the idea of the open, you know, world and book of essences that I can go look for, and I'm not yet, you know, at that level where everyone gets to in the MMOs, and especially in WoW. At some point, you're like, it's more chores than fun. But for now, it's like, oh, which one can I get if I do this? And oh, I completed that quest. They're giving me this. And this new power is really cool. I think mechanically it works very well. And about Draenor, I actually had that experience in Warlords. And I played with the Thunder Isle? Isle of Thunder?
Thunder Isle.
You're thinking of Pandaria.
Yeah, that was a mess.
Oh, no. That was a Timeless Isle.
There were two isles in Mist. One was the Thunder Isle and one was the Timeless Isle. The Timeless Isle was last.
Yeah, and that was the one where they introduced here's a treasure chest and here's a random moment and all that stuff, yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, in Draenor, there was the Thunder thing where you had to go to... It was the last patch. It was the Thunder. It was an island with thunder. Are you sure? You're not
100%. Draenor only had 2 patches, and only one of them was actually a real patch. The other one gave us a selfie camera.
I forgot. So that's when that happened.
What was the last one?
It was Tanan Jungle, dude. It was an island. It was like the final zone of the continent that we walked through in the beginning of the expansion.
Yeah.
All right. So there you go. And I did that one, and I hadn't played since the beginning. Kind of the same scenario than for this one. Mm-hmm. And I found it a lot easier to get into. Mm. So I think because of those systems over systems in this one, when you jump back in at this point, it's like, whoa, Christmas lights of things you have to learn a lot more than with Warlords. But that being said, now that I have mastered those things, I think, honestly, for me, from the outside and having jumped in at this point, I think they kind of saved BFA. Mm. I think BFA is... in the end, a really fun expansion to play. Even Nazjatar, which I didn't love initially, I think now it's cool. I haven't
Thank
played
you
a
for
lot
seeing
on...
the light.
Yeah, finally.
And I haven't played a lot on Mechagon Island. I'm going to start doing this now because I guess I need the reputation.
Yeah, you got to go in there. And you know what? I think you'll like the... I know Garrett doesn't like the look of it, but I think you're going to like the tone of the place.
So it's a dirt island. It's literally just dirt.
It is a dirt island. You're not.
It is one of the ugliest zones they've ever made. But like full stop. One of the ugliest zones in the history of this game. But I will tell you, the gameplay of it gets way better, and it gets better quicker than you think. Just stick with it, and suddenly you're going to be like, oh damn, I have a crap ton of quests and things I can do, and the rep like cascades. Yeah. The rep really snowballs. The beginning feels terrible.
It's not a great beginning, I agree, but it's also very Mad Max over there, and you like that stuff, Patrick, so I think you're gonna like it.
Yeah, but I don't like gnomes. I think they're short and stupid.
Oh,
and I just
listen to this.
A
Can someone else gets to take you get to take the shit for once. I love this because I'm the one that uses.
Yeah, no, I'll take it because it's from Gnome fans who I don't care about anyway.
Yeah, I get so it.
There's that comedy I was talking about. High quality comedy people come to the show for in general.
Sure.
I don't think you've been particularly hard considering you ended with BFA is a good expansion and they saved it. But I want to go to bat for it one more time, like kind of, you know, to put at least a bit of a bow on this conversation about how difficult it can be to come back into an expansion in the final patch, especially since Draenor got brought up. And I wasn't just trying to slam Draenor when I said like it had two patches and only one of them was real. It's like kind of just a fact. And so I think Draenor is like a really good example of the bad way to do it, which is like I think whether it's, you know, BFA or Draenor, there's this balancing act of wanting to keep it interesting enough from patch to patch for players that don't lapse or don't take a break, and also make it accessible to players that want to return if they miss a patch or two or three, right?
Sure.
And I think with Draenor, we just saw an expansion where there just wasn't that much, and the players that were playing every day, I think, suffered as a result, but returning players had an easier experience. And I would say BFA is maybe, you know, warts and all, a better expansion for players that just want to keep playing.
Sure. Mm. Yeah. I think that's probably true. And I think Patrick's experiencing that right now. I don't know. I need an expansion between expansions for me to make true judgment calls. It's always sort of been that way for me. And there are some that I thought I appreciated more in the moment I was playing it, and then less liked it later on. I really liked, this is not a popular opinion, but I really liked Cataclysm top to bottom. I did tons of endgame, raided a crap load of raid hours in that game. Really went hard in that particular expansion and loved it. Not sound right. I should not say really went hard in any context. So I apologize and I won't say it again. See, comedy, Patrick. But anyway, the point is, what was the point? The point is, sometimes I have to get away from it and like evaluate it from afar. And at this point, you know, I think Cataclysm was okay in lots of ways, but really not that special. I thought Warlords, when it started, the questing experience in Warlords was amazing. I loved it and stuff.
Oh, I think everyone agrees on that.
Still really strong, but their follow through. We got a dissenter. Tell him no, you don't like the quest in.
I got bored with orcs. There's a lot of orcs constantly.
I like orcs though. That's my problem. Or that's your problem.
Hey man, if they do that for elves, which Legion almost was, I'm going to be all in.
I got my fill of elves in Legion hanging around that damn Suramar all day, wishing I was freaking dead or somewhere else. Hated it. And I like those particular elves. I always forget their names.
Nightborn are great. I'm with you. I wasn't a big Suramar fan either, but
too many levels, too many turns and twists. Yeah. They need the new locator system in that game, in that expansion, so I can find your freaking location better, cuz I got turned around so many times, places way too high for me to do anything with, didn't have any gliders or anything on my hunter. So what am I going to do? I got to go back around the side or find some water to jump into. Oh, I've been holding this in for so long. I hated that.
Just play a Demon Hunter, man. You won't have that problem ever again. You just pop wings wherever you want to go.
That's a good point.
Also, hat tip, Patrick, because when this started, I was like, oh, here it is. Patrick wants to talk about what Garrett wanted to talk about 2 months ago because he just started playing it. But this ended up being such a good like post-mortem for BFA.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. It's great.
Well played, sir.
Yeah.
Well played.
And for you, it's not even...
It's a collaborative effort.
It's just mortem for you. You're just in the middle of the mortality of it.
for me, I'm just like, I'm just an alpha right now, man. Yeah. Alpha things.
Alpha. So, all right, let's talk about some of this alpha stuff.
So excited. Just for context, the reason I'm playing retail is because I really, really what I want to do is play alpha, but I don't want to, so as not to spoil me myself.
Yeah.
Spoil myself.
Spoil
there
yourself.
You go. Another piece of comedy. But I want to know.
All right. Well,
wait. I need clarification. Are you in the alpha and are choosing not to play it?
Yes.
No. Well, I mean, I could easily get into it, but I'm choosing not to ask for it.
Yeah.
Listen to me like you should have when Azhatar came out.
Okay.
Please get an alpha key and go test Torghast.
Torghast. Just for Torghast.
I'm not saying go quest the living shit out of the zones that are currently playable and, you know, ruin the story for yourself. Just go test Torghast. Like, go in as a journalist and test Torghast.
You're agreed. Vote. You have my vote. You should play Torghast, and that's all you have to do. You're not going to get spoiled on much at all. I didn't notice I didn't say anything because I'm not sure. You probably get a little, there's a little thing here.
You spoiled on some really cool tile sets, but that's about it.
Yeah. It's okay. So let's talk about Torghast for a second. I did finally get a bunch of time in the alpha and I played a whole range of things that included, as we said last week, and I'll say it again this week, and this is some of the concern people have out there. Torghast in its current state is there for testing, and it's for hard testing, meaning there aren't a lot of artificial walls around it. It's just sort of go, play, come out, try it again, keep going, climb the tower, right?
And there's literally an NPC where an NPC shouldn't be, that's about 10 sizes larger than that NPC should be. That's just like, hey, talk to me to go to Torghast. That's
took me forever to find that guy, by the way. I'm super annoyed by that. I think everyone thought it was obvious but me. I finally found him. It's all good now.
I literally texted you a Blizzard Watch guide on where to find that NPC.
I know, but that means I'd have to read, and I didn't want to read.
There's literally a picture in the guide.
I know. I just thought it'd be easier if I just went in there, and there it would be. And I was like, wait, that guy's not here. So I'm looking all over the place. Anyway, I found him. He's a Tauren, right? Big fat Tauren? I think he's a Tauren. No, I don't remember.
He's a big Tauren. He's a giant, like, Death Knight-ass-looking Tauren.
Yeah, big old Tauren. He's all hunched over. What do you need, or whatever he says. So anyway, that's not the important part. Important part is Torghast is rad, and if they launched it roughly like it is now with balance and everything else, it would be the feature of the expansion. I'm feeling a little tentative because I know that they're not... I really just get this feeling they're not going to let me just run it all day. I don't know why I feel that way. I just don't think they're going to let me play it the way I want to play it.
Right? I'm making the call now. I am drawing a line in the sand. If they don't, they're killing the expansion. They're ruining it.
It's DOA if they don't do it, not DOA.
I'm drawing a line. Like, I'm absolutely drawing a line here. Like, they don't get roguelikes if this is capped.
Well, okay, Horrific Visions kind of had a roguelike element to it. It was very capped. An element. An element. Just an element.
Really, no.
I mean, kind of, sort of ish, right?
I'd argue yes. I'm with Scott on that.
A little bit. I'm not saying it's like, yeah, I'm not saying this is like a full on proper roguelike experiment.
Like, but physically hurting me to listen to.
Part of what made it so it was so not replayable is that they wouldn't let you replay it in the way you wanted to. And all I'm saying is, if that's the precedence, and I'm not sure it is, and I'm not going to make that judgment call, I have concerns that they're going to fiddle with this in a way that's going to make it less. And I understand why they want an expansion the last 2 years. They want to spread out. They don't want Torghast to be one and done and have everybody be tired of it or whatever. And I know there's, game development is weird, and I don't want to take any of that away from those guys, but it is really rad, and rad to the point that I just want it to stay, and I want it to stay like it is. And I don't know if they're going to change it, but it's very cool. And if you haven't watched any streams, do yourself a favor and do it. If you have the alpha, go directly to Torghast. Do not skip everything else for now. Play that. It's very cool. And obviously, I can use the testing data. But I didn't just spend my time in there. Before we stop talking about it, though, I want to get Garrett's take. Garrett, you've had a little more time in there than I have. But have you done any multiplayer? Has it all been single, solo? Like, what have you done?
It's all been solo. Because I sent a guide to my friend Scott, and he couldn't find the NPC, even though I sent him a guide. So I've only played solo. No. Yeah, I just haven't been able to sync up with any of my buddies that are in the alpha. So it's all been solo. It's all been on my Demon Hunter. But I tried.
There's
I tried
no looking for group for that.
There is
outside of shouting in general chat.
Yeah, I don't think there's a queue yet, right?
You basically queue by talking to the Tauren, but it's just a solo queue unless you're in a party.
Right. But it doesn't always hit right away. Sometimes it takes a little time. So that's what made me think maybe they have queues in now, but probably not. I think that's just their way of load balancing or whatever. And there were a lot of people in my little shard or whatever that were all poking on that guy. So probably a lot of people trying to.
I gave it an honest 5-minute test of trying to assemble a group through general chat, and I never heard Jack from anyone. So I was like, F it, I'm going in alone again.
Yep. Solo.
And it's fun each time because I get different abilities. So it's cool to see like what busted things I can do. Like, I got a perma mount this last time through that was really, it was like a giant rat.
I want that.
So I got the mount. Yeah. So I got that. And then later on, I found an ability that made it so you're not dismounted when you enter combat. I'm like, oh, sweet. I'm just on a perma mount.
That's cool.
It got a little wonky with some of the Demon Hunter abilities. I don't know if that's intentional or not. Like, mm-hmm. I dismounted myself, I think, anytime I fell rush. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm sure they'll iron that out. Or maybe it is intentional. I don't know. But I'm really, really enjoying it. But again, my opinions on whether they should gate how often you can enter or not have only become about as strong as possible.
Yeah, me too. I don't want them to gate it. They probably will somehow.
About the gating, if they let you do it without any reward as much as you want, that would work for you, right? Like we discussed last
week. Yeah, or you know what? Gold, a little gold or something. It doesn't have to be anything special. I think you need some reward because none of these are great if you're not walking out of there with something. Like roguelikes would be terrible if you didn't have some carryover.
I think gold for time spent is very doable.
Yeah, totally.
Because at the end of I'd like to, again, treat it like dungeon drops, like weekly dungeon drops. It's like, well, no, you already ran, so you can't get any more legendary pieces. Yeah. But you want to go back in with your buddy. You just want to go again for shits. You just want to see how far you can push it. Mm-hmm. Go nuts.
Yeah. And look forward to your weekly reset on it. And 100% agree with this. Like, that's how this should be done. Again, everybody's got their opinions. Prominent voices in the community are raving about this thing, but all expressing concerns.
I am seeing a strange amount of agreement across different corners of the community.
Yeah, ones where you normally see a little bit of, you'll get a little bit of a war chant usually between some of these factions, let's call them, and they all seem to be in a weird accord right now, which sounds like a funky car, but I mean, they're all thinking the same, and that says something. So, I mean, obviously Blizzard listens to this and pays attention to what people think, and
I don't know about those YouTubers, but now that we've said it on the instance, they definitely
done deal now. Yeah,
I really can't wait for some Blizzard employees to write in and say, "No, you are absolutely wrong. You couldn't have been more wrong. Horrific Visions is not a roguelike."
Yeah,
I can't wait for that correction.
Then they would have to correct themselves because they said as much at BlizzCon on stage. They called it that. Some of them they use some of the terms. We love roguelikes here at Blizzard. Therefore, burp, 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 burp. So, I don't know. I'm just saying, one of my favorite subgenres of all time has somehow made it into World of Warcraft. I want
Patrick, did Scott miss the joke? I think Scott missed the joke.
Oh, what did I did? What did I miss? What is it?
My joke was
he
that.
He said about Horrific Vision.
Oh, shit. No, okay, I did miss it. That was a good joke, and I missed it. Yeah, it's all right. Went right over my head, smacked into the back of my stuff over here.
Just make it sure. Just make it sure.
It's all good. Right behind me is the crotch of a stormtrooper. I blame him. All right. Let's talk about some other stuff in there. So I also did the character creator and started a new character in the new starter zone, Exile's Reach. Some people call it.
Oh, cool. I haven't done this yet.
It's
like it.
Great. And I am really excited, actually, to start a brand new character when all the stuff is done. One of the problems with it is there are bugs and there are also a lot of giant X's with work in progress moments. Because clearly they have really storied up that intro experience without it feeling like it would be a pain to do multiple times. It actually feels like I would want to do this with multiple characters. But the one thing I did want to say is Bastion, I don't like at all the way it looks. I am not a fan. It's too barren. It's weird. It's like a combination of, I don't know, what looks like ancient Greek cool structure-y stuff here and there. And floating structures and all that. And then just to your left is just barren nothing, just like a rock. And it's just kind of not a great combo. I'm just not liking the way Bastion feels. So I wanted to get that out there in early because I feel whatever the opposite of that is about Exile's Reach, it is one of the most gorgeous zones in the game, period. Across the game, this is beautiful. It is absolutely freaking beautiful. And I wish I had video up right now. I'd show the chat just why I was so blown away by it. But it is just gorgeous. And just so from an environmental standpoint, you start out, this isn't a spoiler, you start out on a boat, and the boat is going somewhere. There's a little story about what's happening. There's kind of half VO and half not happening. So clearly it's a work in progress. They say so on the screen when you're getting all this. But this lady's talking to you. She trained you on the boat real quick with your most basic skills. Takes like 5 seconds. It's not a big deal. Then stuff goes awry. Can't remember why the ship crashed. But anyway, the ship crashes Gilligan's Island style, and now you're stuck on this island, the Reach. And you get up, and there's a giant fish skeleton and a bunch of other shit around and parts of the boat everywhere. And then you start questing. And every one of the things you get in your skill line, I just ran through as a hunter in that part. Or no, maybe I did a mage. Well, I don't remember. I created so many characters, I forgot what I've done here, but I'm pretty sure it was the hunter. Anyway, you get them just naturally because, oh, I hit level 2, so I got a new level 2 ability. But also, at one point, I had to talk to a worgen who wanted to train me how to tame pets. And so it was time for pet taming, but I didn't have the ability yet. So I went up to him and said, you know, he asked me, do you want to learn this? I said, yes. So he sent me on a quest where I had to tame one pet. In this case, it was a boar, which is pretty appropriate for my experience in the game. Anyway, went and tamed the boar. Now I have all the pet abilities, the heal, the tame, the, I forgot the other one. There's another one, whatever it is.
Dismiss?
Maybe it was dismiss. I can't remember. It's one of those down arrow ones where you get like three options and a single ability in your book. But anyway, it was great because I was like, it was almost like trainers again, except I'm not paying gold for it. And there was like a story reason to learn these things. And from then on, other abilities that would come, it would be just at the right moment. Like I happened to be doing a thing in the story where she says, we need a better way to do this. And then now I have an ability that I would normally have as a hunter just because I leveled, but now I've got it because I have to use it in this little mini story. And she's trying to find her son, and this two-headed ogre's like trapped him in some kind of weird warlock shit and had to go save him. And I got far enough in this thing right before there was a giant curse unleashed and the whole place got engulfed in green flame or something. But anyway, that's my horrible way of explaining my experience so far. It's just enough to say it is super cool and I'm very excited. And everything comes at a very nice clip. You feel the sense of progress in a way I haven't felt in a long time. It's a really neat opener, an alternative for players who are sick of the same starting zones that they've played a million times over in 15 years. So I really like it. And to me, it was maybe the biggest sign that Blizzard is serious about onboarding new players, or at the very least getting people excited about that early progression and pushing yourself through the entirety of the game. It's clear they want people to do that because there is so much work in that place. I couldn't believe it. It kind of blew my mind. And you'll have to, Garrett, you'll have to compare. Like when you see Exile's Reach, then think of Bastion. You tell me if I'm wrong, but there is somebody's really great at environmental design on Exile's Reach, and somebody on Bastion was phoning that shit in, man. It'd be funny if I found out it was the same person, but
so I think it's a little harsh, even though I agree. Bastion is probably my least favorite looking zone in quite some time in World of Warcraft. As I think I mentioned on the show before, that Bastion is the zone I'm the least excited for.
Sure.
I will say it gets better. How far into Bastion did you quest?
I got as far as a giant bug that just about made me want to murder someone. Do you know the scene? Not the scene. There's a mini quest where you have it. Actually, I think it's pulled right out of a quest I did in Elder Scrolls Online once, where you have to stoke the flames, but keep it cool. So you're trying to do this forge, and the forge is pooping out anima.
Okay, I did. I remember the forge quest. I don't remember a bug.
That thing got bugged on me. And I think it's because...
Oh, I thought you were talking about you're actually fighting a bug monster.
No, like alpha bug, problem with the game.
You didn't get too deep.
And I submitted a ticket and everything, but I didn't get super deep. That bug made it so I had to... actually, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm still there. I don't know how to reset it. So I'm waiting for an answer or a GM or something, because right now it won't end. It's all jacked up.
Gotcha.
Anyway, that's as far as I got there.
There's a big event. I'm trying to stay as spoiler free as I can. That happens, and we kind of get a clashing with one of the other zones. Mm. So you get this kind of invade of look and style, and it becomes a lot more visually interesting when that happens.
Okay, now I'll have that to look forward to if they can reset.
So it seems to get more visually interesting as it goes along. It kind of starts as this idyllic, heavenly bit. You know, when you first get to heaven and Diablo, and you're like, oh yay, everything's white and crystally. And then hell invades, and you're like, oh shit, this looks awesome.
Yeah, it's like that.
Similar thing happens in Bastion.
Okay, and I assume it's from the vampire realm, right? The what's it called?
No,
really.
But I won't say who it is.
Okay,
I've now narrowed it down to only two other options. But cool.
All right.
Without getting too spoilery, let's just I guess keep it going. Did you try Revendreth at all? Did you roll? I think it's a 57. You have to roll.
I did, and that brings me to my next bug that stopped the game for me, but I also got past it eventually. But I spent
it's not a bug that the vampires are too sexy.
That's not definitely not that. So I get, okay, so here's how this goes. I'm questing along in there, loving the look of that place, love the little preview stuff, and even though it's not done, Lord what's-his-name is freaking Dracula from that that early 90s Dracula thing.
He's even got, like, hair. The two, like, pomps of hair on top. Oh, yeah.
It's ridiculous. Yeah,
like Bram Stoker's Dracula.
But when he's in that, like, he's in that carriage, and he's looking down and then looking up, and it's all in-game, and it looks great, even though then none of that's done. I was kind of impressed. Like, even though it's not finished, something about all that looked good.
It's a little rough around the edges, but yeah, they're doing some stuff with camera work there that I've never seen them do before.
It's pretty cool, that was fun to see. But anyway, going along, doing my thing, and there's a point where you got to get Lord What's-His-Bucket and some orc dude to continue on to keep moving. And the new little thing that tells you where stuff is happening, the on-screen indicator of where you need to be, is not perfect yet. It's got some issues. Sometimes it says it's close and it's really far. It's just kind of, we're in alpha stage and I understand that. But in this particular case, it gives me a little zone to go to on my minimap. Okay, well, I'll go look for this guy. He's nowhere. I don't even know that he's an orc. I just know him by name. Forgot his name. It's like Bumber Butts or whatever his name is. And I got to get him before I can continue on. I've already got Lord Smack Off and I just need Bumber Butts. All right. These are fake names, but you know, you get my point. And so, I'm standing there and he's nowhere and the indicator keeps flashing on and off and like glitching out. And I'm like, what's going on? Maybe I need to reboot and reset this. I reboot, reset it. Still same thing. Then I notice there's a giant bat spider creature flying around with what looks like an orc in his clutches. And I'm like, oh, well, that's probably the guy. I need to just, that's why the indicator's in this general area is because that's where this thing's flying. It's kind of going in a loop. So every time it would get close to me, I'd go to attack it, and it would say, what's the thing it always says when something rubber bands back and leaves like a mob after it's finished chasing you, if you try to hit it?
Evade,
thank you. It just kept saying, evade, 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 evade. And then it was out of range. I'm like, all right, well, I guess I can't shoot it. Maybe I'm supposed to click it when it swings around. So it swings around. I try to click it. Nothing happens. Swings around again. Evade, 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 evade. So I do evade 100 more times. Keep trying it. Doesn't work. And I'm like, I know that's the guy. I start looking up online. Is anyone else seeing this? Other people had the same problem, said that is the guy, but for some reason it's evading and you can't hit it. Finally, after I was about to give up, I actually logged out there, went and did the Exiles Reach stuff, then came back in there just to see. And on the next click, it shot him and didn't evade that time. Popped him out. That's where I'm at in that quest. Hour and a half burned on trying to figure out why that thing was. And it was just bugged.
You realize it's an alpha, right?
It's an alpha. This isn't me complaining that it's broken like a retail game. I know that. And I totally understand it. But that's why I just didn't get very far in either of those two quest lines. And I'm not sure I want to, honestly, because I'm really digging it. And I don't want to know too much. I'm back in Patrick.
I stopped Revendreth pretty damn early because I just had a moment where I'm like, this is too good. Yeah. I kind of just want to.
And everything about that zone screams Garrett Weinzierl.
It's so good, y'all. It's so good. The only, like, it's going to be a battle between this and what's the Necro Lord area? Oh, I forget what that zone is going to be called. But those two, dude, like, that's why I play World of Warcraft. Yeah. That and elves for some reason. I don't know why purple tree leaves are also in this mix for me, but oh man, I love Night Elves.
Well, it's also a good point or a good thing to point out that the Torghast is full of really similar architecture and you know that dark kind of cold Death Knight Lich King stuff. Yeah, you're gonna love all that stuff.
It's like Ice Crown, the randomly generated continent. Like, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. The character creator is fine. People have been worried about that. It's weird because we're not used to it, but the sliders work as desired, I guess. They just do the same hairstyles.
I went back
and
to
colors.
Go make a. I made a character in the live game this week, and like, woo! It looks kind of old and moldy.
Yeah, it does compared to this. This is clearly an attempt, and again, I think another obvious attempt to attract new or returning or players who want to go through the game as a new experience.
I mean, Scott, you can't, this is literally, and the starting zone as well. I didn't say anything at the time, a few minutes ago. It literally is what it is. You can't go like, oh, they're making a new starting zone. I bet it's to attract new players.
That's not what I mean. I just, you know what it is? It's confirmation because
No, but it's obvious. There's nothing to confirm. Obviously, that's what it is.
But the game has never, I guess it's just a comparison thing, because the game has never felt like it's done a good job of onboarding new people after three or four expansions. It just feels like, that's old stuff. Don't worry about it.
That's true. Well, I mean, this whole expansion is setting out to fix that with the level squish and, you know, the new leveling system and the way that it plugs into expansions. Like, I mean, that at its it's this like sleeper major addition or change with Shadowlands. Like, yeah. I know we're really excited about the new zone and Torghast and everything, but like just the way leveling from one to max level is changing is a huge deal in Shadowlands. Yeah. It's like we haven't seen something on this scale since Cataclysm.
I agree. And it feels so far really good to me. It's the thing I'm most excited about, that and Torghast. It's funny, one of the things I really want is end game. The other thing is total beginning game. And those are the two aspects I'm the most excited about. So I have a feeling that those are going to be where I spend my time. I'm going to max level GURP and spend my time in that tower and make a new guy.
Can we dip into the Q&A now? Because I know it's been going on today and we don't really
We can hit it,
have all the highlights, but you bringing up the character creator that led to us having a really long conversation about the potential of mobile and console WoW last week, and out of the Q&A said that there are quote no current plans for WoW and console.
That seems to kibosh some of the thoughts some had.
Is this
the Hazakostas chat he's having with Zoltan? Is that the one?
I believe that's the case. I've just been reading highlights. I don't actually even know at the moment who's even involved in it because I haven't had a chance to. Yeah, Zoltan.
Yes. Okay. All right.
Yeah, interview with Hazakostas. WoWhead's doing live coverage as we speak.
There it is. Yeah. It says, I got to the controller part. No current plans for bringing WoW to console. This was an accessibility measure, as many people use controllers already using third-party programs. Which, by the way, y'all can quit sending your emails about those off-brand ways of doing it, because our point last week wasn't that WoW has never let you use a controller. My point was WoW has never officially and built in and sort of from Blizzard let you use a controller. Everything else has always been third party and weird.
Yeah, it's on PC. I'm sure someone has hacked this to play the damn game with the Donkey Kong bongos if they really wanted to. So,
Now you're talking about a stream. Yeah, that's a Twitch stream I'll watch all afternoon. That's a great idea.
I love that guy.
Yeah, I love that stuff. So dumb.
But that came out of that on top of all sorts of other really interesting bits.
Yeah, let's hit a few of these. I did want to just real quick before I forget to mention it, the effect of the level squish is palpable. I've got damage text flying all over the place, which is just how I have things set up because I like that. It's satisfying. Boy, it's weird when you're playing a level, whatever we are, 50, and seeing such tiny numbers come out of your dude. So we've had damage squishes before, right? Or item squishes. That's not that unusual. But then to look up and see that you're level 50 is just weird. It's a very weird feeling. We'll all get over it and it'll all be fine. But there is something just a little odd about all of that. It makes me feel a little funny while I'm doing it. So anyway, there's that. All right, let's get to some of this stuff. Data mined jailer picture. Do I dare show this? Is this a spoiler, do you think? Do you think anyone cares? I'm going to show it anyway.
I'm usually very sensitive on spoilers, and I would say it's fine.
All right. Well, I'm going to put him up. Here's the jailer, apparently. He is a dude what looks like he's up to some serious business there. Covered in chains, bald.
He looks a little bit like a character from Fury Road.
A little bit.
Yep. Like I could see one of the Valhalla chosen.
Yeah, people. one of the brothers would be like Rictus's other brother that no one knows about or something.
Exactly. I was going to say he looked like he took the pins out of Pinhead.
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, yes, that's a much better comparison. There you go. That's what it is.
I think he looks really cool. To me, he's weirdly reminiscent of the Diablo 4. I forgot his name, but the guy at the beginning that sucks the life out of the poor monk. And brings Lady Pants back to life. I forget his name. Anyway, there's kind of that vibe.
Oh, yeah.
Just that kind of really white-skinned, pale, veiny-looking. I don't know. I like that. I like that kind of villain. It's cool. So anyway, he looks really good. And there's also this Sylvanas rework. I don't know why they had to do that or felt like they needed to, though. She's it's just a new model of Sylvanas, and there's not a ton of changes with her. She just sort of...
It looks a lot more finely crafted, I would say.
Yeah. Completely new armor. This looks very different to me. I could geek out over this.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I need to put the old one, I guess, and compare, because I can't. I look at it and go, oh, well, she's sort of standing like she always does. Yeah, it's new armor, but it's just...
It's not like she got a new body. She got new armor.
Yeah, maybe she got she's a new body. Out. That's a new face. They changed her face up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Maybe she's... I don't know what she is.
The closest thing we're ever going to get to Lich Queen Sylvanas, and that is close enough for me.
Close enough for you. Fair enough.
I rewatched the cinematic for Shadowlands just a couple of hours ago. Yeah. I'm so happy with what they did with this thing. The bait and switch on Sylvanas Lich Queen is glorious.
It's pretty good. It's glorious. It's pretty good. I mean, I was watching that from home, obviously, and I went, oh, they're going to go this. Like, part of me was like, you're going to be this obvious about she's the next Lich Queen? Okay, let's do it. Let's just go ahead and get it over with. Well, surprised.
Hyperventilating in the audience.
Well, you won't be probably doing that this year. Oh, it's depressing. We'll talk more about that in a minute. Oh, they officially canned Gamescom, Patrick. So no European hop over to see that, I guess. Not that you're.
I mean,
on it, but
that's fine. Yeah. We'll all survive.
You'll make it. Okay. He says
that is the goal.
Here's the number. If there's one big piece of news to take from all of this, speaking of delays, is that the expansion, according to Ian this morning, will not be delayed. The expansion is planned for release in 2020, and that's still true. Didn't give any date because we didn't have one before, but my guesses still hold that it'll even be, if they don't have BlizzCon this year, which is looking very likely they won't, then I think it happens right around the time they would have had BlizzCon. And he indicates no push into 2021, so that's good. Things can change, obviously, but he says right now it's still planned for release in 2020. He also says leaving a covenant is not difficult. Rejoining an abandoned covenant is the hard part, for whatever that's worth.
As it should be. That's very rude. Why should they just let you back in?
It's pretty rude. Yeah, it's pretty rude. That's a good word for it. He says you can only equip one legendary at a time. So sorry, Garrett, your demon hunter can only carry one. What are they called? Those damn things?
Legendaries?
No,
the glaives?
Glaives. Gosh dang it. I couldn't say glaive. I guess the war glaive is the pair. That is a single legendary, even though there are two pieces, right? Isn't that the deal? But if you wanted to do two swords, let's say, you're screwed.
A lot of this talk comes out of like how frequently we're going to be acquiring legendaries. Mm-hmm. If we're doing a lot of Torghast runs and whatnot, and they said it wasn't set in stone by any means, but right now they're thinking every 2 to 3 weeks. So like, this is very similar to Legion, except we're going to, in their words, going to have a lot more control over getting the legendaries.
Right. So there you go. Legendaries are the new green, says Killamark in the chat.
You're going to walk out, kill a boar, and poof, legendary.
Blue-eyed blood elves. Everyone thought this was a new customization thing. This is for Blood Elf fans, so I guess, Garrett, you're also one of those. They are not planned to be character customization, just textures for NPCs. NPCs only. Oh. Sorry, everybody, if you're looking forward to your blue-eyed freaking elf. What else? There's a bunch of other details that have just come out. Let me see if any of these jump out at me. We're going to change your covenant. Okay, we got that. Will layering be used on live? Layering is a classic thing due to how the world works. Shadowlands will continue to use sharding. So for you people who pay attention to sharding versus layering, I guess you got some news on that front. Is leveling too fast in alpha? They say values are not completely tuned on alpha right now. 7 hours is probably too fast, but they do want it to be faster than on live right now. So somewhere between...
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm okay with that too. 7 hours, though, they're talking about just from 50 to 60, right? Or are they meaning... They're not talking about...
Yeah, they've got to be talking about from 50 to 60.
Wait, 0 to 60 in 7 hours. Has to be.
7 hours from level one. That's a problem.
Yeah, that's an issue there. I agree with that.
So you walk through the dark portal, you trip over a Fel Reaver, and oop, I'm max level.
It's from what I understand, it's about 12 now, currently, from 1 to 50.
Is it?
So it's not, you know, that's I think, what I mean, as Ian
from
said.
From now, 1 to 50 isn't max level, though.
Yeah, so that's max
level. No, of course. Yeah.
Right.
But 1 to 50 would be 12, and 50 to 60 would be 12, about 10 to 12 as well.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
So it's about half to get to the current expansion, and then other half to get to max level, which I guess the point I'm trying to make is 12, I believe, on your first run through is a lot shorter than what it is now, right? Mm-hmm. To get to 1 to 110, it takes a lot longer than that.
Well, right now we have the 100% experience bonus, but still.
Right. Oh, that's okay, true.
But yeah, in without it. Yeah.
And we'll have that tail pre-patch, which he says, see, there's a note about pre-patch. Here it is. Nope, that's not it. Now I can't find it. Well, there was something about pre-patch that it seemed interesting and can't find it now. So there's that. He asked, can we set Kael'thas free? He says, there's a possibility that you can set Kael'thas free. What? No, he's a dick. I'm going to set him free. Kael'thas is a dick.
He is the ultimate emo. He's just misunderstood.
I know,
give him a break.
He's such a weenie in Heroes of the Storm. That's where I've built my horrible attitude.
What? Let's go. Get on Jaina. I'll get on Kael'thas.
No. You might even win. It's not even my point. He's just such a pompous butthole. At least she'll walk in and go, I'm here to help. She's not mad yet in that game. But in there, he's like, oh, look at me, my fire shit. Brr. He just is such a dick. He's the kind of guy you wouldn't want to eat lunch with.
I don't understand what your problem is.
Scott, there used to be a time when you didn't say shit and you didn't say dick. And I just want to say the instance is not what it used to be, because you've said it like it wasn't an accident. You said it like at least 3 or 4 times since the beginning of the show. I'm fine with it, but some people listen with their children. And now those children.
I'm gonna start saying shit dick before you know it. So let's be careful. Just kidding.
Clutch those French pearls.
Your pearls, yeah. Clutch them hard.
Clutch them.
All right. Here's what about allied race customizations? For the initial release of Shadowlands, it focuses on the original races. Character customization is an ongoing project. They'll never be completely done, they say. So that's interesting. Remind me, confirmed that we can start playing all these the allied races like from the get-go now in the Shadowlands, or did I hear that wrong, or what am I thinking of there? Can't we just start?
That is my understanding.
I'm so excited about that. Dude, this game is all about making new dudes for me. I don't know why I'm so excited, but I am. I'm ready to play WoW over again.
It's going to be Dude City over at Johnson's Gaming PC.
I don't ever play female characters, so it's not wrong. I never do. Do you guys have female characters? I guess I should ask.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Patrick, do you?
I had one, and it felt extremely weird. It was like almost 10 years ago. It felt weird, so I had a sex change operation, which I guess is less weird than playing a female character.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I never felt weird about it. I don't know. It just doesn't sound as fun to me because it's, I don't know. The role play for me is like, I'm a dude. I'm playing a dude. If I was a lady, I'd play a lady. I think.
I think that's the opposite of role play.
You may be right. Well, some role play. If you want to role play a thing that, you know, for in my case, like I'd never, I couldn't be a female D&D character. It just wouldn't, I can't do it. It just wouldn't work for me.
No, I understand what you mean.
But I know some people who can, like John can do it. John Jagger played a secondary character in our campaign and was great at it. I just can't do it. Oh, and how about any ladies playing dudes? You got any dude? Did the ladies ever play dudes, or is it all ladies? That's a question for the audience. Write us in and tell us, or even in the chat room now. Are you a lady? What plays a dude? I'd like to hear.
Is this 2005?
No, it's 2000. And it's 2020, and it's still a valid question. I'm not saying you should or shouldn't. There is no wrong or right to any of this, but I just wonder what like the numbers would be, because I don't know. Blizzard probably knows, but you know, what's the over under? What are you doing?
To me, it just comes down to, do I think the player character model is cool looking? And if the answer is yes, I play it.
See, I usually go.
There's something about female orcs. I think just look freaking badass. Like I was a female orc warrior for a very long time, and it was during one of my biggest stints of PvP.
Yeah.
So I was like a female orc arms warrior, and oh my god, I just loved it. I loved the way my character looked. It was like kind of in the midpoint of Wrath of the Lich King. Oh, I just loved just owning fools. Like just shaved head, no hair at all. I had that mask that's like a bunch of spikes just covering your face. So it's just like this bald head with pointy ears sticking up out of all these spikes.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, those are pretty cool. Now, some clarification, just in case, so I can stave off emails. I love Tomb Raider. I loved... I will play any game. If the game has a female... Right? Yeah, exactly. If the character has a female protagonist, I'm all in. I don't care. If it has a male protagonist, great, whatever. Give me Nathan Drake. Give me Lara Croft. I don't care which one you give me. That's not a problem. And I never go, oh, I sure wish Lara Croft was Larry Croft. You know, I don't ever do that. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I would be happy to do that, but in a role-playing game, as Garrett just alluded to, if you're saying to me, hey, what do you pick? What's your combo? What do you do? What's the hairstyle? What's the color? What's the race? All this. I just always go dudes.
I usually do something that is pretty close to myself, so I completely understand what you mean, and I think it's fine. I don't think anyone is gonna send you an email saying oh, sexist. If they do, I think they wouldn't be justified
if there's an option in the game for me to be a bald black man. I do it. Is that weird? It's not weird, right?
Okay, you're making it weird.
I know
now.
I'm making it weird.
It wasn't a limb. But now, like but
if I have the
it's
option.
Weird because you felt the need to mention it.
I just think they're badass. Like like a wizard or something with like one glowing eye and the other eye's all scarred shut, and he's like just dark and no hair.
Okay. It's cool. I would say stop. And you're not making it better.
Why? It's not a racist thing.
Why? Because essentially what you're saying, and I know that's not what you're saying, but essentially what you're saying is, ooh, black people are savage and menacing.
No,
and that's,
saying black people are cool and badass is what I'm saying.
It could be inferred that way. It could be inferred that way.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, it's the inferrs that need to go get their stuff checked, because I just think it's badass.
And I'm sure you're not going to get any emails about this at all.
I'm sure I'm not.
So this is going to be fine.
Totally fine. It'll be good. All right. What else? It looks like that's it. Nothing that we didn't know. Oh, plans at level 60. They didn't really say. World Crests will be still around. Covenants will have a calling, which are new emissaries. Let's see, Torghast, blah, 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 raids, dungeons, and PvP. The Maw will unlock in the alpha in a couple of weeks. You'll start off in the Maw, leading the forces against the Jailer, and you'll end up in Ouroboros. You go back there a couple of times during the quest. It becomes the end game where you spend most of your time under the watchful eye of the Jailer. And then the controller thing, I'm actually kind of excited to see how it plays on my PC, because I probably won't choose to play that way long term, but I'm still curious about it. And he said, oh, they asked him, who won Battle for Azeroth? Are you guys ready for this? This is pretty intense. Here, I'll play this.
No one.
Well, Patrick currently is winning it, but I'll turn that off. All right. it says here, the forces of Sylvanas lost, but it's hard to say that Sylvanas lost considering her current situation. Alliance or Horde didn't win. They agreed on a peace treaty, something to debate for years to come.
Wow.
And the chat room's right. Ving Rhames would make a really cool mage.
The real battle for Azeroth were the friends we made along the way.
Well, that's a nice note to finish that on.
I would say Azara won, because somehow she survived.
Yeah. Somehow she made it, right? Which is crazy. Well done, Azara. You did it. Okay. Let's see. I'm going to skip these, save them for next week. Let's do this real quick right here. All right, time for us to take a quick look around the rest of Blizzard. I played a ton of Heroes, as I mentioned. It's in a great place right now, that game. And so much fun. And queue times are nothing. And I love the new map mechanics and the core mechanics. And Tassadar is lowered overall. He surveys. He's amazing. He's full DPS now. No more shields. His Q is insane. Q build is crazy. But so is his floor zapper thing. What's that called? I don't remember names. I'm bad with names. Anyway, Tassadar is great. You should play him. Garrett, any additional Heroes thoughts this week? Things are going good over there.
Yeah, it's going real well. I love this anomaly. I love that the structures are doing more damage. They're doing a stacking armor debuff. The cores have unique abilities depending on what battleground you're on. It's awesome.
Yeah.
I really like the defender's advantage that they have added to this game.
Yeah, it's very good.
And the way you win, the way you get structures down varies so differently now based on the battleground and the battleground objective. I love it.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it.
All right. We're in agreement there. Hearthstone. What's going on in there? Give us the rundown of this week in Hearthstone.
The quietest week in what feels like all of 2020.
Nice.
They put out a balance patch last week. We haven't heard anything about another balance patch, although it is certainly possible. I am now setting my sights on the horizon for the next big Battlegrounds update.
Nice.
As it's been pretty quiet there.
Mm. Yeah, it has been quiet there, hasn't it?
They nerfed Milhouse, who was the undisputed king of Battlegrounds, was the highest average placement hero by a large margin, if you looked at stats websites. And apparently those stats websites matched up with internal stats of Blizzard, because they nerfed him, and he is now right in the middle of the pack of all available heroes you can play in Battlegrounds.
Take that, Milhouse.
That Demon Hunter has been reined in constructed, and there's a lot of lot of options right now if you want to go climb and ladder. I'm having a terrible time, personally.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Cannot find my deck. I can't find it.
I hope that improves for you over this week. Overwatch stuff, not a ton of new anything other than it still exists. People are playing it. I didn't know they made Nerf guns based on Overwatch characters, and I almost bought 2 Reaper pistols and then didn't, because that's a waste of money right now.
That's been out for a while.
It has, for a very long time, and I didn't know. And the reason I even got seeing them was I was digging around learning about these Fortnite guns that are Fortnite branded, you can get that are Nerf guns. And I was just screwing around on Amazon, and I went, oh my gosh, what is this? And there it was.
Where were these for GoldenEye when I was 12 years old?
Right. Oh, those GoldenEye guns were great.
I would have bought the crap out of those.
Yeah, golden gun. You hit them with a dart once and your dad goes down. Poof.
I want the silence PPK as a Nerf gun.
All right, I'm in. Patrick, any other thoughts on Overwatch? Or have you abandoned it now for your first love, World of Warcraft?
There's first of all, I'm not. Second of all, there's a number of high profile players who have left the Overwatch League and the Contenders, which is the second division, I guess you could call it. Mm-hmm. It's becoming a regular occurrence. Mm-hmm. And I think at some point it's going to become a little bit of a concern. But yeah, that's just, since there isn't anything else to mention, I figured I'd talk about that.
Are they heading over to like Valorant teams or something?
Oh yeah, Valorant. How much is Valorant poking into that base, do you think?
It seems a number of people are poking at Valorant.
Yeah.
Or intending to. It's not certain if that will be a long-term thing, and also Valorant is very new and very has a lot of potential.
Mm-hmm.
It, as I mentioned, I don't think it affects the large player base, because it's a very hardcore game, in the same way that League of Legends is a very hardcore game, and it talks to a different audience than Heroes of the Storm. And Overwatch has a very healthy population, and of course we're all in waiting for Overwatch 2 mode, so it's not like the game doesn't have anything to look forward to, but it's just very quiet at the moment.
All right, kind of in the mood for it right now. I may play some, we'll see. I don't know why, just feeling it.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a good game. All right, that was that. Now we're gonna read one quick email.
Hear ye, hear ye. It's the Town Crier.
All right, it is the Town Crier, and that means a quick email from Colicos. And Patrick, don't let your head get too big, but here you go, all right? Hey, guys.
Okay.
I love the show and all the commentary that meanders along with it. Personally, French Reaction Man is my favorite, but that's not important right now. In a previous episode, you mentioned that Patrick would make a stellar announcer for an esports tournament, which I wholly agree with. He may not make the main stage, but what do you think about a semi-competitive competition with other Frog Pants, A-Move, French Ben Network hosts who share a common interest in video games? The competitive nature doesn't really matter. It's the people and fun atmosphere that would make it amazing to tune into, especially for those many listeners who have branched out beyond the instance and met other familiar faces and voices within your respective video game networks. I think it would be awesome to mash everyone together for one hell of an evening. Find something that no one is especially good at and let the good times roll. Eh, Overwatch. thanks for the hours of entertainment through this pandemic and the next. Oh, please let it not be a next one. That's from Colicos. He's been around since circa 2015, he says. All right, so I think I agree. I think if we were ever to do something like this, and I am totally in the into the idea of it, it's all about just finding time to organize it. But Patrick should be a commentator, 100%. Because you could just be that. You shouldn't be play-by-play, but you should be that second guy. So somebody will say, I can't believe the thing that the deal just did with the thing. And then you'll go, well, now, see, here's why. And then you'll just talk about it and tell us your thoughts and your feelings.
I would love to do that.
Yeah.
My only concern right now is the child that I have to take care of, and that takes up a lot of my time. So at the very moment I figure out how to get rid of that responsibility and have a little bit more time, mm-hmm. I'll do it.
All right. No, okay.
Thank you for the compliments, Calagos.
Oh, great. It went to his head now. Yeah. Yeah. Colicos, I guess. Colicos? I think I'd say it.
He's almost the blue aspect. Almost.
Almost.
Like the cousin. He's Calic's cousin.
There you go. Nailed it. All right. That's going to do it for the show. I do want to thank some names who are supporters of our Instance Plus support system. That's Samuel Gonzalez, Raymond Thompson, Ryan Kern, and Rainer Lauterbach. Awesome name. All supporters, if you want to be like them, head on over to theinstance.net and sign up. You get all kinds of cool stuff. You get a bonus show every 30 days or so. You get a bunch of artwork in the mail. Even if you do it on the lower levels, you get the bonus content. You get it early. You get all kinds of cool stuff. So check it out. That's theinstance.net. And we'll read your name right here on the show if you support us. That's the website, theinstance.net. All right. Hey, Patrick, tell people about what they can check out that's more of you during the week.
Check out Instagram, not Patrick, on Instagram and on Twitter. And if you enjoy video games, just go listen to Pixels. It's a show about video games, and I think you might enjoy it. So go do that.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm excited about that. Garrett, how about you? What's going on?
Well, I have a ton of shows. All of them can be found at amove.tv. I have a feeling, folks, you might be interested in almost 2 straight hours of Torghast talk between myself and Taliesin. Mm. You can find that over on WoW Killer, another WoW show that I'm on, where we talk about one single topic within World of Warcraft every week. So go subscribe, WoW Killer, wherever podcasts can be found.
Yeah, it's very good. You guys should check it out. Also, if you're looking for kind of a cool. Okay, let me put it this way. Do you have kids at home? Are they like 6 or so and or older? And they can be as old as they want to be. You could be 100 and come to this thing. My daughter and I, both working artists in our own fields, are hosting weekly for the entire month of May, 5 Saturdays in a row, weekly drawing lessons. And we're going to do it on Twitch. And you're encouraged to have your kids there. Bring some paper and some pen. There's a whole bunch of details you can find over at frogpants.com/art class. It's also linked to the top of the page of the frogpants.com site, so you can just find it real easy. You can even, if you have questions or want to know anything else or whatever, there's a little form there you can send. But if you want to be a part of these, they start this Saturday. They're 1.5 hours long. 1 p.m. Mountain Time is the plan. Is that right? Yeah, it goes till 2:30. And we're going to teach your kids how to do some basic drawing stuff, and it'll be a lot of fun. And some of it's like stuff they can keep doing long after we're gone and keep them nice and busy during the quarantine or whatever version of shutdown you're in the middle of. So if you have kids, great. Bring them, have them be there live. If they can't be there live, we're going to put it all on YouTube after, and you can catch it there as well. All right, so go check it out. Details on the site, theinstance.net for everything else. Instant Show on Twitter. I'm at Scott Johnson. Garrett's at Garrett Art. Patrick's at Not Patrick. There are more shows like this at the aforementioned frogpants.com. That's going to do it for us, for me, for Patrick, for Garrett, and for all of you. We'll see you next time.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.